then they have to become the one sitting in the middle and have to do the tagging.
Okay, what is the one in the middle called?
I think captain.
Okay. Any ring games that you can recall that we haven't talked about?
Ring Around the Rosie.
Okay.
And London Bridge.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Any ball or tin can games?
Ball, is that? Oh, or volleyball and tennis.
Mm-hmm. I think you mentioned one. Anything else?
Mm-mm.
How about real roughhousing games that you knew of, that maybe the boys played? Or dangerous games?
Football.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can't think of any others?
That's the worst one.
Okay. Do you remember any knife games?
Knife?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
No? Okay. Marble games?
Roly-poly.
Okay, how do you play that?
Well, you have three holes and then one hole. And you just roly-poly to the holes, and how many roly-polies does it take to get from hole to hole before you beat the game?
Mm-hmm. Okay, roly-poly is to kind of flick it with your finger?
Yeah, thump it.
Okay. What about different kinds of parties that were common when you were a child? Were there different kinds of parties?
Mostly birthday party or Sunday school picnic.
Uh-huh.
And there were a lot of school picnics down in the elementary grade when I was going to school, but I guess kids are too sophisticated now.
Okay. What kinds of records do you like?
For listening?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like music, but I don't care to listen to rock and roll. It does absolutely nothing for me. Mm-hmm. I like melodic, harmonious, something that makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of music I like.
Thank you. Okay, now we've pretty well talked about life here in the city. Is there anything that I have failed to ask you that you think would be of interest, or that as far as unusual customs or terms or anything of that sort in regard to life in the city of Corpus Christi?
Well, this didn't actually happen in my lifetime, but I remember my mother telling about the one occasion in their social life was the fireman's ball.
Mm-hmm.
They sold tickets and all the ladies decorated and they came in costume, and that was very important. Then I guess in my own immediate life, I began my social life in wartime, and I was allowed to go to dances quite early, when I was 14 or 15, but chaperone.
Mm-hmm.
The chaperone took me and sat there during the dance and then brought me home.
Mm-hmm.
And we had hayrides. You know, you talk to a child now and then about a hayride and they duck their heads and snicker. But to me, I thought they were wonderful occasions. You got to sit by your best beau and play hands under the hay.
Well, that sounds like a new game.
Yeah. And they were lots of fun. And then going to the various religious encampments during the summer, mm-hmm. you know, like the Baptists had a big encampment over at Port Lavaca. And the Presbyterians would have their encampments for young people, and you'd go and stay a week or two,
mm-hmm.
and you would combine your social life, your vacation period, with your religious life.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine they yet do that in some places.